Welcome to another session of Winning Words, where we speak life to influence others. This is your host, Ross Gelseth. Today's topic is so timely. The title, Increase Clarity in Times of Uncertainty. Increase clarity in times of uncertainty. This speaks to the role of leadership, the role of managers, the leaders of companies, the owners, the workforce, and those people within an organization that are responsible for a group of people. Now, let's define increase. Increase simply means to add on, to put more emphasis on, and to make sure that we're doing our duty as leaders to communicate with our people. An increase in that regard simply means exactly that, to in times of uncertainty, we'll talk about uncertain times in a moment, but in times of uncertainty, we need to actually increase, we need to actually add to our normal communication flow. Clarity. Let's talk about clarity. Clarity is so important to the other people that you're responsible for leading. The employees, the colleagues, the team members. Clarity is not important that you know it's clear. It's of vital importance that clarity, that your people know it's clear. I used to say to my leadership team over my years that it doesn't make any difference what you think they said. It's what they heard you say. And clarity becomes a function of how well people hear what a leader says, but then how do they interpret it? And to make sure it's clear, that we remove gray area as best we can. And so increase the in clarity, and then in times, we have, the reality in life is we have different eras, different winds blow, storms show up. By the way, storms blow over. But during those times where people are going through change, they feel it. The world around them is changing. The cultures around them is changing. The cultures around them are leading to this word called uncertainty. Uncertainty is a conundrum, so to speak, where people cannot reach out and touch something and know for sure that it's there. Uncertainty, I know there's a light switch somewhere in the room, but I can't find it because it's dark. Which way do I go? Which move do we make? Do we acquire more, or do we hunker down and be happy with what we have, be content for a time because of the uncertainty of what may lie ahead? Increasing interest rates. At what point in time do leaders, owners, investors say, no, enough's enough. We cannot predict what will happen, i.e. uncertainty. So today we're going to talk about how leaders and owners and managers, supervisors, can increase clarity during these times of uncertainty. And there's no question, people, there are times when things are uncertain. You can feel it. If you can feel it, you could pretty much flat guarantee that the people around you feel it. And those are difficult times. So here we go. First coaching point is, leaders or managers may not know more during uncertain times than their team members, the people that are following them. But we want to make sure that we continue to communicate what we do know. And we'll talk more about what you don't know a little bit later. But it's being upfront about whatever bad news may be coming is of vital importance. You're better off saying those things that you're not sure of as a leader for the purpose of communicating that you know we're uncertain times and you want them to know it as well. That's okay. You make it clear that you don't have all the details, but it's okay to admit that, yes, these are troubling times. It's important in this regard that your team members, your employees, your colleagues that you're working with, it's okay for you to say, I'm not sure at this point in time. It's much better to tell them that than to say nothing and have them wondering about what's going to drop next, so to speak. Another coaching point is you can tell your staff members that there may be some changes coming based upon the economy, based upon uncertainty, based upon trends around them. For example, people read, and in today's society, there's no lack of information available. It used to be people watched the evening news and read the newspaper. Those were your sources. Now, in some cases, those are the last sources to get information from because social media is so far ahead of the next day's paper. You can get a lot of today's news today on social media and the use of social media by many organizations to communicate what's going on. Now, let's talk about best practices. As long as we're talking about increasing clarity, the acknowledgement of uncertain times, why don't we use best practices? I read an article in the Wall Street Journal by Ray Smith, who's a contributing writer to the Wall Street, and there's some coaching points in his article about this. And one of the expressions he used is the encouragement to use best practices during these times that are troubled, that are challenging. Part of what we need to realize as leaders, owners, managers, supervisors, is that, according to Ray Smith, a survey that he found that was conducted by a human resources software firm, UKG Incorporated, nearly 70% of people surveyed said bosses, i.e. managers, owners, supervisors, influenced employee mental health as much as their spouse or their partner did. 70%. So if you think what you say or don't say doesn't matter, you're wrong. So being transparent and communicating is of vital importance because your people's mental health is affected by it. Another best practice, beyond the realization that your words have great influence, is an outward expression that you know, you suspect, that people are anxious. People are interpreting these times as challenging. And back to the news outlets, part of what's been front and center for the past 6 weeks is banking failures. Large-scale banks. We're not talking about the corner bank in your rural town, USA. We're talking about significant bank enterprises that have failed. Well, whenever that happens, it increases the messaging regarding, wow, these are difficult times. Why is this happening? Could this happen to us? What will be the implications of bank failures, increasing interest rates, companies putting on hold growth plans, growth initiatives, companies laying off employees. All of those situations call for bringing your people together, which simply means you're doing your best as a leader, as a manager, a supervisor, as an owner, to communicate what you do know. And when we talk about this, do it from a standpoint of reality, but at the same time, truthfulness, as you best understand it. And in that regard, it's also a call to your people that they can continue to do their very best, and that we will continue to communicate with them as time moves along. Knowing that this is a difficult or an uncertain time, that as we maneuver through the waters, so to speak, when the waters are getting rough, the winds are blowing, storm is ahead, well, we're going to take every opportunity to stay in touch with you, our valued people. Now, that last expression, our valued people, here's my advice. A leader needs to stay within the arena of what they know to be likely true. When I say likely true, what you can best predict, what you best feel moving forward. To guarantee everybody a job 5 years from now, very, very difficult. That's going to get you in trouble. Instead, to say, in these uncertain times, we are going to continue to evaluate all the stimuli that are affecting our company, our organization, and we will keep you informed. Until such time, we want to continue to move forward in the best possible manner. And that's why we want you to know that we'll take every opportunity to move forward, to do the very best we can, and we ask you to do the same. Another best practice is, rather than say nothing, to admit what you don't know. This is in Ray Smith's article. Admit what you don't know. There again, it's much better to tell your people, I, as your leader, can't explain everything. I don't know everything. What I do know is what I can tell you. But to admit that you don't know something is fine. At least that tells your people that you're being transparent with them. You're speaking with clarity, both in terms of what you know and what you don't know. So being transparent of the certainty and the uncertainty is just fine. Much better than saying nothing. Now, another best practice is to be aware of leader of these outside stimuli that your people are aware of. So, most everybody feels the pinch of inflation. Very difficult to be a consumer in the United States of America in the last 18 months and not feel inflation. Things are costing more money. More cases not, the awareness that the paycheck that the student was, that the employee was getting 12 months ago may no longer be enough. But yet in your company's financials, you don't have enough either. Well, people are smart. They're sensitive. They're aware of things like inflation, things like the increase in the cost of housing, things like production time scales, things like lack of employees. All of those people feel every day, at least one of them. And in that regard, those stimuli all affect your employees, your team members walking into your business every day. Or if you have remote workers, you don't see them every day, but you can pretty much bank on the fact that they feel these stimuli. And as a result, those stimuli create this uncertainty. Well, here again, as a leader, to acknowledge that you're aware that all of these stimuli are creating challenging dynamics. And you're aware that their neighbors, their brothers, their sisters, their parents, whatever it is, that they're feeling it too. It's surrounding us, so to speak. It's people are just aware of. Well, addressing that and speaking to the fact that, yes, that's a reality, much better than being in denial and saying nothing. And then another key part of uncertainty and leading during these times, clarity during these times, communication is not just a leader saying what they know or, as we've indicated, what they don't know, but leading during uncertain times also speaks to what is it your people know? Well, you don't know until you ask them, what questions do you have? It's important you reach across the table, so to speak, extend your hand and say, what can I do for you as the customer? The same is true with your team members, your employees, your staff, your peers that you're responsible for leading, if you're a middle-level manager. Asking questions is another best practice. Why? Because part of increasing clarity is finding out what your people are most concerned about. If you visualize you as leader walking into a room, you've got a group of 20 people there. You deliver the message that you prepared and you walk out the room. What kind of communication is that? It might be done with clarity, but the reality is, how is it received? Did they get it, so to speak? Do they understand it? Can they connect the dots? Or are they still coming to work every day like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be here next week. Don't know about next month. Things aren't looking good. Sally got laid off 2 weeks ago. I wonder if I'm next. Instead, flip it by giving those 20 people in the room 15 minutes at the end of your conference time with them. After you've said what you can say, powerful words. What questions can I answer for you? It's a wonderful statement. What questions can I answer for you? Because it communicates care and concern on your part, that you want to reach across the table and you want to hear what it is that they, your staff, are concerned about. It's been my experience in that situation that when I ask for questions from team members, I learn a lot about how they think. I also learn about what they think. And I sometimes learn where is their thinking coming from? What's their other sources? What are they feeling information flowing from? So in all of those cases, reaching across the room to say, what questions can I answer for you? You're putting yourself on the front line of, one, you want to be available, you want to hear from them, which creates healthy team culture because more people can contribute. But then you also are acknowledging that what they're going to ask you, you're going to do your very best to answer. So Asking questions is another best practice when it comes to increasing clarity. When the person in the third row from the back asks a question, quite likely it's been my experience in leadership that that person's question is quite likely the question of somebody else in the room as well. It may not take two or three of them to repeat the same question, but in fact, the same question is likely being felt by several in the room. So by asking for questions, you also get a feel for what's trending. Walking out of the meeting, walking out of the room, another thing that I would add is to be sensitive to what the questions were. Be sensitive to the body language in the room. Are people looking at the floor? Are people's eye contact with you good? Are they sitting there with blank faces? Do they look tense, tired, whatever the case might be? Reading the body language and reading and interpreting the questions is great input for your days ahead of the leader. Because these are your people and you are charged to lead them. Well, you cannot lead them if you don't know where they are. You can be great at creating vision, but if your people aren't with you, your vision isn't nearly as important. You need instead to be sensitive to what are they feeling? Are they ready to move forward? Or are some of these stimuli that they're feeling every day holding them back? So let's close with a couple of additional coaching points. One, leaders need to be aware that uncertain times will happen. As sure as we're in leadership and we're with team members, there will be times of uncertainty. How we lead through troubling waters determines how we get to the end of the river. Do we make it, so to speak? Well, I would suggest to you that during uncertain times that you as leader increase your communication, increase your availability, increase the number of times you meet with your people, all in the name of increased clarity. Making people, helping people better understand the ebbs and flows through uncertain times. By doing so, when we come out the other side, you're quite likely going to have with you the people that started the journey with you. Why? Because you've helped them with clarity. One, acknowledge that yes, there are uncertain times. Two, we will get through them. Three, we will keep communicating through those uncertain times. And four, here's what happens during uncertain times. So here we are, 2023. Many would confess that these are uncertain times. Some would say troubling times. Some would say this has happened before and it'll happen again. But irregardless of the perspective, I close with this. Not a mandate, but a strong suggestion from a leader. I've been in the role of leader for a long time. Increase clarity in times of uncertainty. Thanks for listening in to Winning Words, where we speak life to influence others. As leaders, we have the opportunities to influence others. Take the opportunity to lead and to influence. Take it seriously. Do your very best with it. Lead with authenticity, with integrity, and with your best foot forward. Thanks for being with us. God's best to you until our next production of Winning Words, where we speak life to influence others. Thanks for tuning in.